Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to podcastone.com/my survey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We value your thoughts and participation. So check out the survey at podcastone.com/my survey. Or click on the survey banner on podcastone.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Welcome to Ace on the House, or as Pops Carolla calls it, Ace on the Roof, man.
Carolla Dom!
What's going on, Rezo?
I'm good, man.
Good, man. So we got our cruise coming up, and Ray's going to be on that cruise, and we're doing some pod on that cruise, and there's they got a couple more rooms opening up. I don't know if they're suites or rooms.
There's a combination of stuff. It ranges from suites to interior rooms, which are the ones with no windows. But those are available between now and September 22nd. You got to reach out to travelbyparker.com, find all his contact info there. And yeah, there's solo. You can do solo, or the prices range from $1,300 to $2,200 for a room of two. So reach out to Parker.
And we're going where?
Key West, Cozumel. Yeah. From Miami to Key West, Cozumel, day at sea, then back to Miami. It's gonna be fun.
We're gonna do a
how long are we gone? 3 weeks?
Basic movie classic, basic movie commentary. We're gonna do basic cable with
Cobra.
With Cobra. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
We're
lots
gone for
of good
4 days,
stuff.
Rezo, and for those people who are coming into town, we will have a Corolla event the night before. Unclear exactly what the details are, but probably some form of music and bar crawl type deal, so we'll figure that out.
All right, so good times, everybody. All right.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. I enjoy it. All right, so, Ray, what are you working on?
Well, a lot of cleaning up, Ace. Same story. I'm sticking to that story for at least another 2 months.
Cleaning up?
Yeah, like my life.
Your life?
Yeah.
Your streamlining?
You want some scaffolding? I got plenty.
You got a lot of scaffolding.
Yeah.
All right.
You want some?
Hey,
you
Gary.
It's yours.
Go get my phone. I just took some pictures of Sonny's bed and Natalia's bed. Yeah, you know what I like to do? And I wish more people would do this, although it doesn't seem to happen. When I do a project, so I took Sonny with me over the weekend to the home store. The Osh or whatever's the orchard, whatever's up the street from me, and I took him to the orchard first time. Like I said, look, you're coming with me. We're gonna go, take care of this. So I wanted to build him a ladder for his loft.
Gotcha.
Got me. So the loft, by the way, like I said, made it out of 1x. I made the frame, the frame for the thing out of 1x3, and it's pretty good. You guys don't know.
I hate to say it. It scares me a little bit. But I know it's strong.
You guys don't know how strong stuff gets quickly when you start running angles on stuff. But anyway. So now I'm thinking about making him a ladder for the loft. Just a straight up ladder to get up to the top, to get up the loft. Okay? And
you running it past or running it?
No. Left? I'm okay. Running it. Sorry. Yes. I'm running it past. So you try to think, like, what do you want out of a ladder? Well, your first thing is like, well, I'll just run the ladder up to the thing. But then you realize, no, I should go past the thing because you're going to want to reach up past it and pull yourself up.
And for the down. For the up, not bad. For the down.
For the down, yeah. Down and, yeah, either way. So you can see the loft. I hung it off a cable. So I ran a cable and hung it and went through the ceiling and wrapped it around, ceiling joists or whatever. I took some 2x4s, put them up on top, hung them over the ceiling joists and wrapped. Did the cable. So I don't have the 4x4 going down to the ground. I like a lightweight, I build Japanese build scaffolding.
The bamboo.
Bamboo. Think about that. Bamboo scaffolding, but how strong and how light and how thin that stuff could be.
Hey, now, go back to that picture, please. I want to see it for now, a second.
So Gary will go back to it. So I'm going to build a ladder. Yes. Questions, Ray?
Yeah. Now, did you cut in now on the back
where the window is?
Where the window is? Did you cut into that at all?
No. There's a window that's in the way.
Yeah.
So I just popped the casing off. I had about 16 inches of wall I could screw into before the window started, so I just screwed it that way and cantilevered it past it. But then I used the ladder. Like a kicker down to the ground.
Ah, now I see the ladder. Because I was going to go, that corner is going to be flimsy, but not
Yeah,
now.
A little flex, but not that bad. So then, so I took Sonny and I said, we're building a goddamn ladder. And he's like, And I'm like, you're coming with me. So we went to the home store. And he actually was kind of with it a little, kind of, should I get a cart? What should I get? And I was putting stuff in the cart and telling him what it was. It's also funny to see that kid. Like, at a certain point, I said, when we were in the garage, I knew, Fondalier, you should get together with Sonny and spend afternoons not talking about tools.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Because said to Sonny at a certain point, I was like pointed over, I said, get the battery for the cordless drill. It's pop, the Milwaukee ones, like on the charger over there. Get the battery for the cordless drill. He came back with a bottle jack. A kind of jack that you use to jack up an old Chevy, like a bottle jack. And he said, this? Which is true. It was next to the thing I was pointing at, but I said, "No, that's not a battery." And then I think later on, I asked him for a punch or a something, and he held up like a huge drill bit, like a big auger bit, and he was like, "This," and I'm like, "Oh, I realize. Oh my God, he doesn't know the name of any tool.
And why would he?
Why would he?" Why would he? So,
but I like that he's game and at least bring you something.
A little bit. So he. Oh man, I gotta make a note. He puts it so. So we are. So now, we go to the store, and I'm gonna buy a little Bosch trimmer router, and he's good. Like I tell him, like go turn, tell the person behind the counter. He's very good. Like he'll just go, excuse me. We'd like to buy a router. Can you help me? Like, he's very good. They're both, Sonny and Talia are both good with adults and good with tasks. And, they don't have any, I don't want to talk to them. Like, you ask, they don't.
Yeah, they don't look down or,
no,
go behind
not,
you.
No, they're not weird. They're like, totally comfortable with adults and they get it.
I like that.
So he goes and so I'm trying to figure out how to build this ladder. And my first impulse is, I'm going to take 2x4s, the cleanest ones I can find, the straightest, cleanest 2x4s I can find. I hope they have the kiln dried ones and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, way lighter.
They didn't. But I'm going to get the cleanest ones they have. And then I'm going to notch in 1x on its edge, like up and down, like 1x3. I'll let it in and I'll do the ladder that way. That was kind of my first impulse. And then I'll take a router over the top edge and blah, blah, blah of the step. And
so your rungs are going to be 1x?
That was my first impulse.
Okay.
I didn't want to. They're only a foot apart. They don't need to be that heavy duty. They don't need to be 2x. But that was my first impulse. Then I got to the store. And then as I was driving to the store, I started thinking, nah, it should be dowel. I should do like an inch and a half dowel. So I thought, yeah, Dow. Wood Dow would be good rungs. And I'll let him in. I'll set him in. I'll get like a Forstner bit, the right width. I'll drill him and I'll put him in.
You'll tap him in from the side.
I'll put it together like a sandwich.
Right.
So I found...
So you wouldn't be able to see the dowels on the outside?
No.
Right? Okay.
No. And I found a piece of white dowel. So then I found white dowel, and I was like, ooh, well, inch and a quarter white dowel. It wasn't quite inch and a half. It was inch and a quarter. But I was like, eh, that'll do. Then I went to go get a Forstner bit, and they had every single size except for inch and 3/8, which is the one I needed. It was like missing, and all the other ones were there, like all the different sizes. So I just got a paddle bit. Put a piece of tape on it. Anyway, so the way I did it is I kind of figured that you'd want to go up above the bed about 16 inches to grab onto the top dowel to pull yourself up.
Yeah.
But that you didn't need a step like right where the bed height was.
Because so the bed's its own step.
Yeah, if you look at what I did... It's a weird thing. It's also, you kind of know what you know. Like I said to Sonny, I wonder how far down, I wonder what the code is on rungs of a ladder. And I said, I bet it's a foot, like on center. And then I went online to check real fast, and it's like, should be between 10 and 14 inches. And I was like, all right, that's a foot. So I put the, so what I did is I cut the stuff to length. And I laid them next to each other, and I drew lines through both of them, so I knew everything was going to line up. And then I dropped my drill bit in. Well, I marked it with a piece of tape, so I wouldn't, you know, punch the point through it, because they have a kind of a long point. The reason I wanted the Forstner bit is because the Forstner bit, the point protrudes like 1/8 of an inch.
Yeah, not very far.
Versus the flat bit, which is like 3/8 or 1/2 an inch. But didn't really matter. All I needed to do was go in a good 3/4 of an inch. I was fine. Put everything next to it. It was great. So, I was sitting there drilling, and Sonny announced he was going in for goggles. He wanted eye protection. No, he actually
went in. Are you kidding?
I got the chop saw out.
And just, a respirator.
Just the chop. I got the chop saw out, and I was cutting the 2x4s. So the first thing I did was cut them perfectly. So they're both the exact same length. Then I laid them flat. Then I drew all my lines through it. Then I did my drilling. But while I was cutting the 2x4s, he went in and got the protective eyewear that they use when they're playing like in their like paintball wars or like their dart gun, you know, Nerf dart guns or whatever. But he said, I'm going in for eye protection. I said, you don't need eye protection. It's 2x4s and it's just sawdust. There's nothing to
it.
And he's
flying
like,
off.
Not going to chance it. Not going
to. Boy.
Not going to chance it. You know what's weird?
I would have thought eye protection. I've never thought eye protection.
No, here's what eye protection is. Look the other way. I'd cut metal with sparks flying everywhere and just look the other way. So I made the ladder and I put a cross piece in, a piece of 1x cross piece. I think Gary's probably got another picture. I didn't get great pictures of it because the room's all cluttered up and everything. But I got a cross piece that held the thing together. I put a piece of 1x where the bed, where I knew the bed was going to go, to mount it to the bed. So I just mounted that part to the bed, and the bottom I just put an angle bracket. It's like locked on the floor. And also, before I mounted it to a ladder, I flexed the bed up a little bit because I knew it was probably sagging a little bit. Yeah. And put it on there.
Why don't you throw a little angle on it, out of curiosity?
On the ladder?
Yeah.
I was thinking it had crossed my mind a couple times.
Like a 15 degree or something?
I was thinking about it. There's a couple things. I took a router with a roundover bit.
I broke
everything. Here's my goddamn point. I'll get to the angle in a second. It took me 1 hour. 1 hour. And this is what I want to fucking tell everybody. It's not about, oh, can you do it? Can you do it? It's how fucking fast can you do it? I always put a clock on myself. I always go, I'm going to do this ladder. I know the ladder will turn out nice. I know the ladder will be fine. That's not the question. The question is from the time I start unloading my car to the time it's in place, do you think I can get it in like 1 hour 10, 1 hour 15?
You did?
I was having drinks with Fast and Furious Chris Morgan, who's a super nice guy, neighbor. And I had a 2 o'clock session to go have a beer with him and a sandwich nearby. And I got back from the home club at like 12:15, 12:20 or something. And I shot him an email and I said, can we do it at 2:30 instead of 2? Because I was thinking, I don't know how long this is going to take. And I'm going to be covered with sweat and sawdust. And it was 130 degrees over the weekend. So I was like literally just... I was trying to make numbers on the stuff, and the pencil wouldn't work because so much sweat was dripping like off my chest and my hands.
Yeah.
So I said, can we do it at 2:30? And he said, fine. I started about 1:20, about 12:20, and I was done by 1:30.
You got a nap in, bro.
I could have just... I was thinking of like, oh, maybe I'll tell him we'll do it at 2, but then that's stupid. Like when people go back and forth, it's fuck it. But it took an hour, about an hour and 10 minutes is what it took. And
I got to say, it's good work, too.
I'm trying to explain to everybody, please be efficient, please be fast, please have a plan. But if you do it right, like I just took them and I mirrored them and I drew the lines and I bored them and I round. Of course, Sonny was standing back, like holding his ears the entire time.
Aww.
And then at a certain point, he announced it was lunch. And I was like, lunch? And he's like, yeah, I'm going in for lunch. I said, but we're not done with the job yet. And she's like, well, I got to head in. So he headed in, and then Natalia came out.
And it's time for lunch.
Which, by the way, those words have never come from his mouth before because he doesn't care about eating. But that was it. And now Natalia, I took a couple pictures of Natalia's room in there. Natalia's all done, too. We got her desk. We got her chair. She's loving it, by the way. Like, you do something like that for your daughter, she's A, in love with me, B, every time one of her friends comes over, it's like, look at this. And they're all like, whoa. There's something about sleeping off the ground.
And there's also something that visual in her mind is with her forever. She's always going to know dad did this for me.
Right.
And that's just, I mean, that's that impression in her mind will never leave.
Yep, just like me thinking about driving that VW Bug with my dad back from Vince's house, apartment in Santa Monica when Vince was 57, and me saying to my dad, you think I'll be a 6-footer, Dad? And he goes, no, probably not. I'm short. Okay. Let's keep rolling.
No, you ask him that. That's what I never heard that.
I thought you couldn't. I wanted to play football.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And when I was a kid, believe it or not, it was a big deal. Like John Wayne is 6'2". It's like a big deal. He's a big man. And there was a big difference between being 6 foot or under 6 foot or over 6 foot. Right.
True.
So.
It was a big thing.
I was just doing a math, like, if you want to play professional football, you're going to have to be 6 foot. You have to make it to 6 foot. It's like my thing. And I was probably 8, and I just said, do you think I'll make it to 6 foot? And he was like, no. Like, I'm sure. Like, he was like doing what my dad would have done, which is A, negative, but then B, like, sort of realistic, meets negative realistic, like...
It's always uplifting.
Yeah, if he was a painter, that would be his era. Negative realistic.
Negative realistic.
I'm short, and so no. I remember being bummed out, like, oh man,
like
oh,
that really hit
damn,
home.
Damn.
Wait, but you made it to 6 foot. You were in the 9th grade. You were almost 10th?
Probably 10th or 11th. All right, so you can see Natalia and her big pad up there.
That's awesome.
We hit IKEA yesterday. Got her some desks and some stuff. She's got going on. That girl's got a motor. All right, let's see.
Did she get the goggles and the earmuffs out too?
No, she got the broom and started cleaning. She wanted to help.
Out?
She wanted help. Sonny just stood there. He's like the world's most expensive mascot. He's a good guy. Just has no interest in any of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think he'll make it to 6 feet?
He's going to be 6'5", easily. So says the doctor. You know, they can tell. The pediatricians will tell you now how
wait,
tall the kid's going to be.
Wait, how tall is Natalia going to be then?
She could be 5'10 or 11. I mean, they're going to be tall.
Where's this gene pool coming from?
Well, their dad's 6'2", and their mom is tallish for a woman, and they're going to be tall.
But is there a recessive gene on Lynette's side where you got some like 6'5", 6'6" guys?
No, her dad's tall. Her dad was tall. And no, but the pediatricians can now tell in advance within a couple inches one way or the other.
From the hand?
I don't know what they do.
I think it's like an X-ray of the hand and they can determine.
They do something and then they'll tell you right about where you're going to be. And as it turns out, this person is usually right. So Sonny's going to be between like 6'3 and 6'5 or something like that. So he'll be tall, but I don't think he's playing football. Steve, 31, Boston.
How's it going, gentlemen? I'm a new homeowner. I'm not super handy.
Winner!
But I do have some... Mm-hmm. I got some cracked rafters in my new house roof. I was told I can kind of just like get some boards and kind of just screw them in and keep them in place. But I was wondering, is there anything I need to do? Like, do I need to push up the roof at all? Like, before I like screw some 2x4s in to kind of fix the rafters to hold them in place?
So you go up in your attic, right?
Yep.
And you can walk around up there?
Yes.
And
crawl around anyway.
Well, he can probably walk around because he's in Boston and they probably has a pretty steep pitch on his roof, right?
Yeah. I could, bend down. I could move around up there.
Okay. So are the rafters, what year's the place?
56.
So are the rafters 2x4s or 2x6s?
I think they're 2x6s. I'm not the most handy.
Well, you can kind of tell how deep they are.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say they're... And how long do they run for from the peak, from the ridge all the way down to the eaves there?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
But
approximately.
But if I did fix them, would I have to do the whole entire run of it, or can I just do like...
bridge the crack. You can just
portion or something.
Well,
like
hold on. What's it? What are they doing? They're sagging.
They're cracked. He said.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we had a big bad snowstorm, and it snowed, and then it turned into rain, and it kind of cracked a couple of the rafters, and I think this happened like all over New England. But this new house I just bought is one of the victims of it. So some of them are worse than others. But I was just wondering if there's anything I have to like.
Well, let's. Let's think about this. You could sister on. You don't really
want to... Wouldn't you want to mend the crack, though, at a level, Adam? Like, push the crack up?
I would want to push...
That's what I'm wondering.
I'd want to push the crack up. And what I would want to do is I would want to take a 2x4 chunk, and I'd want to screw it down to the floor. I'm trying to think. What are you walking on when you're walking around up there?
It's not finished. There's some like pieces of plywood across like the 2x4. So it's like I probably have to move some of the plywoods around to get over there
to get a point where you could like kick something off on it.
I would take
right.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I would do. Trying to
the more too, it's been like this for a couple of years. Like I'm wondering if I tried to push it up too much.
No,
like, you're not going to push it up too much.
I'm trying to invent something here. But what you need is
What are you trying to invent? Like some crank thing or something?
Not a crank. I was picturing like
a T.
Yeah, I was picturing like a 2x4 that had like a gate hinge on it and another 2x4 with like an angle at the top that you could set under
display
the thing, screw down and
display
whack
to
it
and whack
push
it in place.
Whack it up. You know what I mean? So what you need is you need something on the floor. So a block or something that expands the joist.
A couple of them. Yeah.
You need that.
Then, so you can get even this displacement of pressure.
Well,
you don't put it through one spot.
Yeah, you don't want to push the ceiling down.
No.
And then, so you want to take the load on the floor, what is the floor, the ceiling, when you're downstairs. You want to take that load and you want to, like, spread it out over three or four joists, like maybe even with a 4x4 or something, right?
Or like if you have a sheet of plywood up there, that's great that you're talking about, and move it into place.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'd
but
like.
Make sure it's 3/4. If it's 1/2 inch, it might go through it.
Yeah, I don't even like the. I'd rather have a chunk. I'd rather have like a
4x6 or what, 4 foot piece of something. Chunk. Okay.
Yeah. Then you got to screw that thing down, you know, like temporary like. And then you got to go get your 2x4 with your angle on it and put it down at the base of that thing and then whack the top, wedge it in.
And maybe even throw a piece on top of whatever your wood is you're using on the bottom to kick off of. So it doesn't move.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't have it slide.
You can't have
out.
It sliding on you.
And then you whack it up, right?
And you'll see when it's right.
Yeah, well,
you'll see the crack close.
Take a string and put a string down it. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you get the string down it, right, get it a little bit past what would be just a straight line with the string. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get even a little bit higher, because when you remove that thing, it's going to flex
back down again,
right?
Yeah.
So get it past the string in the middle or wherever it is. It'll be probably in the middle where the crack is. Then you can take a piece of 2x6 and you can lay it flat and sister it on.
And then I'd go, wherever the crack is, I'd go at least 3 or 4 feet past the crack each way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure you, and then I'd screw it off, and I'd use my screws. I'd do like a pattern across.
Yeah, zigzaggy.
Like a zigzag pattern.
Yeah. Look, if you really want to do it right, you'd use carriage bolts.
Oh, you know,
and through bolt it.
Just use the SDS screws.
Yeah,
I know you love carriage bolts.
Well,
but
I don't, for that kind of thing, I'd like a 1/4 inch or 3/8 carriage bolt and just suck it down. You know, big washer on the bolts,
both
the nut
sides,
side.
Yeah. Both,
of it, or both. Yeah, both. So that's good. If you're really nutty, you could use a piece of like 1/4 inch by 6 inch aluminum or something, you know, thinner, even more rigid, you know. But that's if you know somebody or got some aluminum or something like that.
Does aluminum have that strength anyway?
Aluminum has the shear strength.
It does.
You take a 1/4 inch piece of aluminum, you put it by 6 inch, you put it on its edge.
Yeah, you know,
ain't going anywhere. Okay. Then you would through bolt it. That's pretty kind of doable. Like, I don't know. You could find out how many of these things you needed, go down to the supply place, like the metal supply place, and even have them just give you.
Get a 2x. Do the 2x6.
And
you can do this, Steve.
Yeah.
You can do it, even though you say you're not handy and
you don't know anything. You don't need to screw it.
You're right.
You don't need to glue it.
No, no glue.
No
glue's not necessary.
Not necessary. But I do like.
Besides that, if you got to take it off, then forget it.
I like my carriage bolt thing. Well, also, we don't want to add a ton of weight as well. All right, Steve, what do you think?
Thanks, gentlemen. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, just.
And send pictures.
Put that piece of string, put that string up from the rafter, up from the ridge rafter, all the way down, as low as you can get that piece of string.
Yeah.
Find the low point, even if it's not right where the crack is.
Because it might be somewhere else. Adam's
find
right.
the
Probably
low point.
Lower.
Get up there with that 2x4 with the wedge, you know, with the angle cut in it.
Yeah.
And just whack it in. Now, here's the thing. When you whack that thing in, make sure one side is flush. Because if you're sistering on your 2x6, it's going to get in the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to get the 2x6 up there. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Go past what would be straight.
Have
so
a
it
working
flexes
side.
Down. Yes, have a working side. Okay. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Mike. Mike?
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey guys, get it on.
Get it on, man.
I just had a quick question. Just had a quick question for you and then maybe a couple follow-ups. I've got a house that sits on a river, and it's up on stilts.
Winner!
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
It's got a house.
Mm-hmm. With some cylindrical columns that go up about 12 feet, and that's where the house sits on to get it out of the floodplain. And the idiots that owned the house before me added a room, a bedroom, and a bathroom downstairs, so every time the river floods, I've got to rip out drywall and insulation and go through all that mess. So I wanted to cinder block that room instead of, you know, the dealing with all that nonsense. I just wanted to cinder block it.
You want to concrete block it. You don't want to cinder block it.
Yeah. Well, people say cinder block, but they mean concrete block, right?
Yeah.
Well, can you even buy cinder block anymore?
It's decorative.
Right.
If you can.
It's like the orangey,
you can't even
pinky
buy,
orange stuff?
You can't buy, you know, those screen block when we were kids? The blocks you could see through? You know, that had patterns, that had a Greek key a flower or whatever. Can't buy them anymore. Not in L.A. anyway.
You're breaking Matt's heart, man.
Sorry.
He's going to go on a block run after lunch. All right. Well, this changes things. Go ahead, Mike.
So my question is, number one, I've never built anything like that. I'm pretty handy, but I've never worked with the blocks like that. I mean, I've done a lot of mortar stuff, but I don't know if that's something that I could tackle myself. I'm just starting to do the research on it now, or if I should. I don't really want to pay somebody to do it if I could do it myself. But I'm just wanted to get.
How many square feet are you looking at? Like how many? How much?
Probably. It's probably the stretch. It's probably about 15 feet down the side of the house, and then it goes about 20 to 25 feet across.
Yeah.
So how many caissons are in between it? Because your whole house is on caissons, right?
Yeah.
So you just want to fill in between them.
Yeah, but hey, Mike, here's the thing. This is grunt work, you know, but it's like hard, heavy grunt work. Like, you really have to think to yourself, like, I could do it. Like, really, I think almost...
You can't do this.
Well, you could do it, but I mean, it's a lot of material and a lot of mixing and a lot of moving and, you know what I mean? A rebar and pouring a footing and, you know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but it's real, like, pyramid building shit. Like, you got to think to yourself, what are you worth an hour? And wouldn't you rather just have, you're in Texas. There are teams roving, tribes of Mexicans just carrying, you know, tuck trowels who are ready to go.
Marching like trowels and like, diamond trowels.
Yeah, like, if you're in any, you know, if you're in Arizona, California, Texas, like if the guy was calling from Boston, if he said like something about block, I'd be like, I don't know. But you're from Texas. These guys have cinder blocks in their, I mean, concrete blocks running through their fucking veins. So just get some crew to show up and knock it out. They'll know how many to get. They'll have a flatbed truck. They'll be dropped off. You know, it's like...
Like a block layer, a good one. They lay 300 block in a day, easy.
Right.
Not easy, but it depends on how many cuts you have and everything else. But
they'll knock that shit out. So
they call it throwing block, by
throwing
the way.
Throwing block. That's right.
Yeah.
And no joke good.
Okay. So my other question would be now... What about all the pipes and everything that go and electrical that goes through what is the walls now?
You're gonna have to leave it exposed
inside.
What do you mean?
If
you put it on the inside, you can never get to it. You don't want to do that.
Well, don't they run conduit and stuff through the block?
You can.
Well,
you can, but I'd rather have it.
Wouldn't that be?
But that's a ton more work, Ace. That means you're cutting each block and everything else, and then putting it back together.
Are you?
Because it's already existing.
No, it's not existing. Before it exists.
Yeah, but it's existing now. All of his plumbing and electrical that's in the wall now. So then you'd have to build the block around it.
Oh, you're saying but you can thread it through there. Can I don't know.
No, you got to cut. I mean, you got a cell that's only 8 inches round. You know.
Yeah, I know. Why can't you? Fish. Okay. I don't know.
And my feeling was if you ever had like a leak or something back there.
Yeah, that's why I'd leave it outside and leave it exposed.
All right, do the surface mount thing. Get the Mexicans in there.
Can you make that look okay, or is that going to look like crap?
Then put a pony wall up and more drywall up, and then you're going to have to do the same thing again. See what I'm saying?
Well, yes and no. You could put treated lumber on there.
Steel.
You could put treated or steel, and you could finish it with some sort of, you know, exterior grade material or something as well. But I would do a surface mount, just have an industrial look. You know, don't run Romex surface mount, don't run PEX surface mount, but run stuff that looks good.
Looks,
And then paint it up. It can look kind of cool. There's an industrial version of that that's okay. I'll tell you what's okay with me. My bookie. Where you're going to bet, just as important as who you're betting on. Go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Been in business for years. Their reputation is rock solid. 100% cash bonuses and the fastest payouts. Just two business days. In-game, live betting. This is fun. And the most rewarding player perks in the business. And an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the run, on the move, on the go, a breeze. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code ACE to activate the offer. So do it now. Get up to 100% bonus when you use the promo code ACE. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's the way it goes, man. Football season's coming around. Let's have some fun. All right. Got a question about a concrete pad here. 31, Idaho. Mike?
Mike?
What's going on?
Sounds like he's into that pad.
Yeah, man. You got a concrete pad?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually my dad's place that he's, you know, I've got a little bit of construction knowledge, been in the industry for a little while now.
Loser!
That's right.
Sorry, Ray.
Me and Ray both, 31, not a homeowner, not a winner.
We got to keep it real, man.
Mike, you're my buddy. Go ahead, Mike. Talk. Yeah, just talk over it.
I got to say one thing before we get into this. Any douchebag that calls in and makes fun of Ray, I think they should just get cut off right away.
That's
right. They have no idea what it's like to live this life.
That's right. They don't know the pain.
Mike, you're depressing the hell out of me, just so you know.
Yep.
Anyway, so my old man's got this driveway. The house is about 5 or 6 years old, and it's got a three car, but on the side where the two car is, closest to the walkway headed up to the house, right where the expansion joint is, it's cracked, you know, where it's supposed to, but headed towards the front of the house there, I mean, it must have fallen 3 or 4 inches on that right side, and it's just that one square, like a 10 by 12 square.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's looking into using the foam, you know, where you drill or
the structural
I don't know if you drill
foam,
through
yeah.
or you drill under.
Under, yeah.
But, you know, with a little, you know, it's been a long time since I did concrete, but I'm not an idiot. I know how it goes. That's eventually going to crack, right? There's no way it's going to fill every crevice or every void.
Well, they jack it up, then they throw this structural foam in there, and it works.
They jack up the slab?
Yes.
A 10 foot by 10 by 12 foot slab?
Yeah.
They can jack it up?
They can jack it up. I mean, if it has steel in it, it's going to crack.
Yeah, but it's got steel in it.
Right.
Right. So you can jack it up. My buddy was doing the Lautner house here in L.A. Lautner's a famous, famous architect, mid-century guy, and preservationist and all that in there. Ace, they jacked this whole house up. Two-level, man.
Well, I get to jack the house up. I've kind
no,
of done
the,
some
with
of that.
With the foam, with the structural foam.
Jack it up, and then they put the foam underneath it.
Then they put the foam underneath it.
How hard does that shit dry, man?
It's got to be rated. You know, I don't know, but it's called structural foam.
But they don't use lightweight concrete or whatever?
Nope.
Okay. How do you get under the slab?
Well, in this case, they drilled from the top, jacked it up, and then put the foam in. But you can get to the side. You're saying all four sides are exposed, right?
Just the one side that would be a trailer to the yard.
Yeah, because the other ones are where the joint is. That's why I can't figure out how to jack it up.
That you could drill from the top, but then you have a hole in the top.
You drill from the top, and then you put an anchor in it and pull it up?
They throw a jack down under there, pull the whole thing up.
Well, how do you throw a jack down? We can drill from the top, throw a jack down under there. What does
that
mean?
They open it up at a level. I just saw the holes. The little holes that were the byproduct were about 2 inches.
Yeah, but it seems like if they drilled a hole and they put a big toggly type of thing under,
and then they
have some sort of system that cranks up. You know,
maybe I don't know.
They got to go from the top.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
that's a great idea, though.
Well, I would think if you had a sort of platform,
know those.
Well, you ever see those? Remember when you were a kid, you'd see those. Now they just use forklifts, but they used to have those things at the lumber yard the hammock, like a boat building yards and stuff, like the big four-wheeled tractor thing looks like a big school desk with long legs, and they slide it slide over the boat or over the thing and pick up the stack of lumber and do it. The lumber would ride in it.
And then, I vaguely remember. What was it called?
I don't know, but something like that to then lift. I don't know. Your dad's going to do this himself? He wants you to do it?
Well, he's pretty capable. He never did work construction, but he's, he's not an idiot. He can, I don't know. He just keeps on showing me this stuff on the internet about this foam package you can order that's like $700.
I got all that. I'm just trying to figure out how we're physically lifting that slab up when it's against another slab.
I think he thinks that if you just put the foam in there and inject it under pressure, it's just going to bring it up.
But the process is
you have to bring it up first, then put the foam in,
I don't know enough about the process, and maybe it will bring it up. It'll certainly lock it off, maybe when the foam expands.
And besides that, why is it happening? Is there a leaky pipe under there?
I don't know. I'm done with him.
Okay.
I'm on to Geico, man.
Okay.
Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, and you don't have to go anywhere. Just slide on over to your computer. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. Could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Why not, man? Put a little extra money in your pocket. Get some structural expanding foam. Jack up that slab, man. Go to geico.com. Spend a few minutes. See just how much money you could be saving for just a couple of minutes over at Geico. All right, let's see. Me, Chicago, Park West, Taco Bell material. That is September 23rd. Check that out. Then we got Minneapolis, we got Nashville. It's all coming up October 13th and 14th. Let's see. We got the, me and Dennis Prager. That'll be November 29th. You can check that out. That's in Brooklyn. We got live shows. Live podcast shows, Irvine, Bakersfield, Oxnard. Just go to amcroll.com. Find out everything. Find out about the cruise. Find out about the Corolla drinks. Check it all out and shoot Ray a tweet. Right, Ray?
Yeah, Ray Oldhoffer. Please, poor favor.
Mm-hmm. And follow Eric Stromer as well. So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Ray Oldhoffer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.